Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Who won yesterday when Greg was on?
Do you know what? I have no idea, to be honest.
Oh.
I can't actually remember.
What's occurring? That's really bad, because he did actually do the score.
He did actually, yeah, he did.
Someone texted in saying it was almost like a real quiz show with him in control, which I thought was very, very rude.
Mm.
I quite like my shambolic approach.
So do I.
Thank you.
It has a certain charm.
Mm-hmm.
A bit boring if they get all the...
Wouldn't it, really?
All the, you know, all the scoring right and all that all the time.
Yeah, that's what you do that. I think that's what University Challenge needs. It needs Paxman to be a bit more shambolic.
I want it to be a bit over the place, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Greg James?
Yeah.
He's normally on at 4 a.m. in the morning. Mm. He does Oh, What's Occurring a lot better than me, but let's move on from that. He was on yesterday instead of me, and he was telling us how much he likes to hear people say, welcome along.
Mm-hmm.
He's now a little bit addicted to it, I think.
Yeah. What, it's a strange obsession. That? I don't know.
Is that his, like, is that his all right treacle?
I think so.
See, I dropped that.
And what are you? What are you, some kind of guru?
No, I'm just saying. Why is he so obsessed? I think he's going a bit mad.
Okay.
Right, I think it's... I just want him to get a bit more sleep. I look at him and I'm like, oh, Greg.
Right.
This happened to me when I did that show. Do you remember Chappers?
I do remember.
Do you remember the dark times?
They were dark, weren't they, really?
I don't want him to slip into that.
But if he does, he'll be able to pull himself out the other side. You did.
That's right.
And you're there to help him with advice mm-hmm. along the way.
Anyway, he is quite obsessed with Welcome Along. And I think he may need to talk to someone about it at some point. But here's my question to you. How many times did Greg say Welcome Along in the first hour of his show at 4 a.m. this morning, bearing in mind he only got off air at 7 p.m. last night, because it's hitting for me, and is probably a bit delirious? Becky.
Nine
Welcome Alongs in 1 hour. Chappers?
I have to turn the text off for a second, because lots of people are having a go at me for washing pants and tea towels together. They're saying that there's nothing wrong with that, because you put them in a washing machine. What did you say?
Nine.
10
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Greg James in the early hours of this morning on Radio 1. How many times did he say Welcome Along in the first hour, though?
Good morning and welcome along. Welcome along. Welcome along is back. Welcome along. Welcome along's return. Welcome along. It just says welcome along.
Welcome along. Ah, welcome along.
Oh, flowers that spill out. Welcome along. Welcome along. Welcome along in flexible neon tube lighting.
Welcome along in black felt tip pen.
Welcome along. Welcome along in flowered lettering.
It's nice to have you aboard, and welcome along to you.
Just a little welcome along.
Make it in a welcome along shape.
Welcome along.
Welcome. WEL3COME47 along.
Welcome along. And welcome along again.
Oh, here we go again. Yippee.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
Well, I think he's heading towards those dark days quite fast.
I'll get it. You won yesterday, by the way.
All right, thanks.
The answer was 22 welcome alongs. Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm going to start to share your concern about him, then.
When you hear that, when it's all in a row like that, you're like, yeah. Right, you know Skins?
Yeah.
Freddie and Karen and Effie from the cast were in earlier. They're very nice. And I'm in it on Thursday as a quiz show host of Search for a Sex Bomb, a reality TV show.
Never.
You sound like the right man for that.
Yeah,
too,
I was just thinking.
Scott.
Never has a host been more appropriate for a show. Mm.
Obviously, you know that I'm doing Search for a Sex Bomb, and that's my role in the show, because we told you this earlier. But we went onto the streets and asked people this question. Who do you think Scott Mills would play in Skins? Bear in mind, none of these people knew that I was going to be a quiz show host when we asked them. Okay. What was the most popular answer?
I'm going to go for embarrassing uncle.
I was going to say Effie's dad. Okay, really young, help me, Chappers. Good looking.
Grandfather.
New boy who comes to town.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Sorry, just say that.
I was hoping for older brother. Older brother would have been nice.
Yeah, well, uncle's similar, isn't it? You can be a young uncle. That's okay, what I was implying.
So you're saying uncle?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm
right,
saying...
Right, fine. Uncle's fine. Becky?
I don't think Quizmasters are meant to be this aggressive.
I'm going to say good-looking policeman.
Brilliant. Not again.
Well, that's all you ever do.
Let's find out.
Oh, What's the curtain?
If you didn't know beforehand, who would Scott Mills be in Skins? We went to the streets to find out.
If Scott Mills was in it, I think it'd be a taxi driver.
Why do you think it'd be a taxi driver?
Because I think that'd suit him, because he talks a lot.
A bus driver.
Why?
He's got that sort of face.
A bus man.
Why do you think he'd be a bus driver?
Just because I can imagine him on a bus, really. Can you not imagine him on a bus?
What character do you think Scott will be when he's in Skins?
A plumber, because he seems like he's a handy man.
I think he would be a milkman because he can deliver bottles.
I reckon if he was on Skins, he'd probably be a milkman because he looks like the kind of guy that would drive a float, you know?
A randy old man. Yeah, just randy old man.
I think he'd be like Cook's brother and be like his geeky old brother, and Cook's all like, "Wah!" And he's like, "Hi, I'm Scott."
So you think Scott's a bit of a geek?
No. He's great at acting, so he would just suit the geek role.
Might be a bus driver, what do you think, girls?
Yeah.
Dealing bus
drug dealer. No, well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe a drug dealer and bus driver, yeah.
A drug dealing bus driver.
Driving, drug dealing combo.
So that's astonishing, isn't it?
You're a bus driver.
The most popular answer was bus driver.
The irony of that. Well, you don't do public transport, do you?
I drive one. Yes, I do. I got a taxi earlier. That's public and it's transport.
It's not.
It's not a bus.
It's not.
I get trains all the time. What are you trying to say? You're trying to make me out to be something I'm really not.
Oh, there are some great... Can we keep that one? I love that one.
Bus driver was the correct answer. No points.
Oh. What's occurring?
And now, for the last situation...
I just wish people could have seen your face for when somebody said, "Randy, old man."
For the last situation on Oh, What's Occurring, we hand over to a man on YouTube calling himself Scott Mills Guru. If you want to see his video in full, he's done a video version of Oh, What's Occurring. It's available at Radio 1 Online. He's one of the geeks from Unofficial Mills. And here he is.
Hi, it's me, Scott Mills Guru, or Rob, or whatever you want to call me, really. And I'm here today to play...
Oh, What's Occurring?
Brilliant, OK.
I put two hamsters at the top of the stairs and timed them as they ran down.
So...
Put two hamsters at the top of the stairs...
And timed them as they ran down, OK?
Can hamsters run downstairs?
I don't think it's advisable. All right.
My question to you is, which hamster made it down first? Hamster number one or hamster number two? So person A, pick a number, one or two, and then person B has to pick the other remaining number.
Okay, Chappers.
Am I person A?
You're person A.
I'll go hamster number two.
You're saying hamster two? So Becky...
Hamster one!
Really? All right then, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From the Scott Mills Guru's video, here is Oh, What's Occurring with two hamsters running down the stairs.
Oh, what's occurring?
There we go. There we go.
This is hamsters running down the stairs, isn't it?
The video's online.
I can confirm that hamster A made it in 3 minutes, 20 seconds, and with a lot of editing, that was cut down to what you just saw. So let's have a look at hamster number two. Well, he just did that for 3 minutes, really, so I kind of gave up on him. So the winner was hamster number one.
Yes!
So whoever picked that, give yourself a point.
There we are.
What happened to my hamster?
He just got stuck at the top of the stairs, he said, so he gave up on him.
I'll be right.
So it looks like it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring, because no one got a point in the second bit. Thank you very much to the Scott Mills Guru. If you want to have a look at his Oh, What's Occurring video, it's online now at bbc.co.uk.
I kind of feel robbed by my hamster there.
Yeah. I'm going to go online and have a look at him.
Oh, What's Occurring?